The Biology Graduate Student Association at the University of Arkansas has invited Michael Dorcas, herpetologist and professor at Davidson College in North Carolina, to speak this afternoon at 4 in room 604 of the Science Building. Dorcas's research focuses on the ecology and conservation of amphibians and reptiles. This morning, he stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss one of his areas of study, invasive pythons in the Everglades National Park. Burmese pythons should not be living in the wild in the United States, but hobbyists tend to keep them as pets, and because people either let them out or because they've escaped, they are in the wild and causing quite the problem. Dorcas began our conversation by telling a bit about this very large snake.
Burmese pythons are certainly one of the largest snakes in the world. The record size that's been found in Everglades National Park is around a little over 18 feet. But there have been, you know, several snakes that have been found that are over 17, and then you got, you know, more and more as you go down. But certainly a large female python, the females get larger than the males, can approach, you know, potentially 20 feet.
And how big around?
It's going to vary depending on their reproductive status. If it's a female that, you know, has just laid eggs, she might be relatively thin, but they might be as big around as, you know, certainly a large person's thigh, you know, that kind of thing.
I never thought I was scared of snakes. And I went to the reptile museum that we have here. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just a guy that, you know, it's essentially his, you know, kind of personal collection of reptiles.
Sure.
But, yeah, I was a little freaked out. Yeah.
I mean, they're snakes like any other snake. And so the danger they pose to humans is probably very, very small. But it certainly is possible that, you know, a wild python could kill a human. It happens in captivity. People that keep these large snakes in captivity every few years, you see the news, and there's somebody that's killed by their pet python. And usually it's the python, you know, it's feeding time and the snake gets a hold of them, or, you know, something related to that. And, you know, the snake is normally a very docile snake, but it mistakes, you know, them for food. And you know, if a large snake like that gets wrapped around you, it can certainly kill you.
And that's how they kill their prey, is by constricting.
Yeah, they're constrictors. So they bite their prey and get a hold of it with their mouth, wrap around it, and essentially, you know, kill it that way. But, you know, we have many constrictors here that are native to the United States. You mentioned, you know, black snakes or black rat snakes are constrictors. King snakes are constrictors. You know, so there are many snakes, not just pythons and boas, that use that technique to kill their prey.
So they don't really pose a threat to humans. What kinds of problems are they causing in the Everglades?
Well, they pose a very low threat to humans. That's for sure. But the main problem that appears to be that we're documenting is the impact on native fauna, and specifically the impacts that we've seen on common mammals. And so we've seen both temporally, both before and after pythons have proliferated, and spatially, based on where they have expanded their range, declines, very severe declines, in once very common species of mammals that are consistent with pythons as being the reason that these animals have disappeared. And so, for example, in Everglades National Park, there are 99% fewer raccoons than there were before pythons proliferated, you know, 99% fewer possums, you know, 87% fewer bobcats. Rabbits appear to be essentially eliminated from large portions of Everglades National Park. So there appear to be just across the board species that were once very common to see, you know, that have just been nearly removed from the park. And it's very consistent with pythons as the major factor affecting them.
Those are huge percentage.
Yes.
That's
very huge.
Huge.
Right, exactly. And so the next question, you know, obviously is, well, if you remove, if you have those kind of declines in these mammals, what, you know, are the cascading effects that has on the ecosystem overall? And so we're starting to do some research to start examining those kinds of things as well. But those kinds of, you know, anytime you have a food web that's as complex as that we have in the Everglades, it's really difficult to predict ahead of time exactly what the impacts of altering, you know, the abundances in such a drastic way can be.
Michael Dorcas is a herpetologist and professor at Davidson College in Davidson, North Carolina. He'll speak on the University of Arkansas campus this afternoon at 4 in room 604 of the Science Building. You can look forward to a longer conversation with Dorcas on a coming edition of Ozarks at Large.